Amen. Brother Holland, we want you to come at this time. I want him to come and deliver what God has given him. Amen. It's a privilege to have this man in Nacogdoches, Texas. Amen. I want him to come and share what God has given us today. Amen. Follow what you feel, brother. You're not a stranger to the things of God. Just follow what you know to do.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Well, praise the Lord, the rest of you. Now, everybody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am very honored to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. For this Grandparents' Day, is that what they said? Amen. And we are very honored to be here with all of you good saints of God. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Look at somebody and smile real big and say, you certainly look nice. Show them your teeth or show them where they used to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I've waited for this moment, and I'm country. I'm not only old-fashioned, I'm country. And we had a man in our neck of the woods that used to say he was like the 13th pig. Now, I heard about three people laugh. I am hard of hearing, but all of you that are country, you got to understand what that 13th pig is. He's looking for his place. Amen. But I am very honored to be here. We say again, thanks to Brother and Sister Crosswhite for their generosity of taking a chance on me. Amen. I'm a miracle just to be standing here. Amen. And we're very honored to have all of you here today. May the Lord bless you. Thanks to you, Pastor, for the invitation to come and to share some of the stories of the ancestry. And when I tell some of these stories, people look at me as if, are you really that old? But we want to say thanks for everything. I'm telling you, Sister Crosswhite knows how to treat a preacher. I found a moon pie in that basket this morning. There was only one thing I couldn't find to go with it, and that's a glass of milk. But thank you for this beautiful basket, peanuts, moon pies. Lord, too many things. Even found some of those mints in there that you eat after you get through with a big meal at a fancy restaurant. And we also want to say thanks to the family in the back that has prepared for us a nice bed and breakfast. I'm telling you, it's been so quiet I had to strain my ears to hear the chickens crow this morning. But anyway, shake hands with somebody close to you. Is there any way I could get this sister to come back with that movement in that left hand? Sister. All right. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. We are very blessed to be here. And I'm sure when I saw that soul in her left hand, she's got to know what to do in the key of G. That's what all of us old timers sang in years ago. But Anyway, I am blessed to be here. I am the seventh of a group of apostolics. I do have two of my sisters who are still living. One lives in Jackson, Mississippi, 82 years old, and still got most of her blonde hair, naturally. Amen. And, you know, there was always people around that when you're raised in a preacher's home, you grow up to hate saints and long sermons. And Brother Marvin Hicks said years ago, he didn't know a chicken had nothing but a wing till he was 16. But one of my mother's cousins who lived across the road could always, I don't really know what to call her. She was one of mother's cousins lived across the road. And any time the Spirit of the Lord began to move in our church at home, she sat over on this side, her husband sat on this side. And any time it got a little bit lively, they felt led to leave early. And the Sunday morning that God gave me the Holy Ghost, they felt led to stay late that day. And when God got through filling me with the Holy Ghost, the only one that Sunday got through filling me with the Holy Ghost, the first place I went was to hug that big old cousin of mine who could always tell things that I did when I was a sinner and got me in a lot of trouble. But she used to say about my sister, when she'd get out on that push mower to cut her grass and the sun would bleach that hair almost solid white, I wonder what Linda does to her hair. But I'm happy to tell you that two of those sisters, one 83, the other one 82, they are in church somewhere today. Never known the world of drugs. Never known the world of sin. But since they were the age of these young folks singing, they've been in God's house. I want to tell you young folks something today. It's a greater miracle to keep you in church than it is to break a drug habit in your life. Woo! I'm telling you, God can keep you as a little child. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Have I got any young folks that says, I'm glad I've never took a shot of drugs. I'm glad I've never drank a little bit of alcohol. But I've found God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I am the last of seven. And if you would be seated, I'll do my very best to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. In fact, I read in the book of Romans chapter 8 after I showered this morning. The scripture declared, they that are led by the Spirit, They are the sons of God. I believe that there is an experience called the infilling of the Holy Ghost that's just the beginning of your Christian life. But I believe God can lead you into some very strange places in your life. And while I sing a little bit about that oasis of love, I want you to feel after God with me. Because not many years ago, I was in a prayer room at a church here in this east corner of Texas. Only one in that prayer room that night, and all of a sudden it felt like you had jabbed a knife in my chest. And I lay on the floor thinking, God, if I'm going to preach, you're going to have to touch me. And just as plain as I'm talking to you today, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, Brother Crosswhite, and said, there's somebody in this room that's got a growth right here in her chest. Their chest, didn't say he nor she. But as I begin to feel after the presence of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord hovered over that building. The lady jumped from the baby grand piano, made her way around the altar area. And can I tell you, before she ever got to the front for prayer, the Spirit of the Lord touched her. And by her testimony, they had lost their business. They had lost their insurance. And she had been to the doctor that week, and the doctor said, you've got a cancer right here in your chest. And she said, when I began to speak, she felt that thing begin to feel warm. And before she made it to the prayer aisle or the prayer line, I'm telling you, God melted a cancer. And I feel that same Holy Ghost moving on a Sunday morning. I don't care what kind of problem you got. I got a God that can heal. Yes. Hallelujah. Woo. Would you just feel after the Lord? Lift your hands toward heaven. Hallelujah. I came to this place from a dry, thirsty land, a drifter at heart, with no definite plans, the words of a song from a small Jesus band turned one wasted life all around. I found that oasis of love. The pastures are green year-round. A new life is mine. There's peace from above. I found that oasis of love. Well, I found that oasis of love. The pastures are green year-round. Help me. A new life is mine. There's peace from above. I found my Hashaya. Somebody go get a healing today. Sense of love. I came to this place from a dry, thirsty land, a drifter at heart with no definite plans. The words of a song from a small Jesus band. I found that oasis of love. I found that oasis of love. The pastures are green year round. A new life is mine. There's peace from above. I found that oasis of love. So I'll sing to my King, thank and praise Him again. Because of His love, this loser can win. Hey, you on the desert of life, come on in. And drink from the cup of a friend. I found that oasis of love. Why don't you reach after God's healing power? Why don't you feel for His glory? Woo! Shama Hadaya. Yes! I found that oasis of love. I found that oasis of love. The pastures are green year round. A new life is mine. There's peace from above. I found that oasis of love. So I'll sing to my King, thank and praise Him again. Because of His love, this loser can win. Hey, you on the desert of life, come on in. And drink from the cup of a friend. Well, I found that away. Sahamahaya. Ilamamahoshatabahataya. Glory to God. Of love. The pastures are green year round. A new life is mine. There's peace from above.
I found that
oasis of love. Why don't you reach after God for just a moment? I felt your pain in prayer this morning. I don't know what the problems are, but I do know the problem solver is in the house today. To God be the glory for the miracle. miraculous healing. God can reach down and curse a cancer. But I want to tell you, God can reach down to that one with a broken heart. I feel he stepped into the doors. He walked past those that were so full of his blessings. But somewhere in the building was one that needed a physician. And the great healer walked in the house. I think we ought to just feel after God for a moment. Sunday morning, Nacogdoches, Texas. Why don't you reach up and get that miracle? It's got your name on it. Salvation for the lost. Healing for those that are sick in body. There's a parent in this room today. It's got a lost child. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is dealing with that individual right now. And I think it would be in order that we just reach up toward heaven and say, God, on a Sunday morning, this first Sunday of September, the miracle worker has walked into the house. The glorious touch of God. A man can take care of that need that's in your life. Halamohoshatabahaya. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Much of the world claims to be religious. But I want to tell you that the miracle worker stepped into this room today for somebody. And all you got to do is just reach up to him and say, God, if you can heal a cancer in the chest of a piano player, if you can reach down and heal the crooked feet, the son of a preacher, I'm telling you, he can reach down on a Sunday morning and do the miraculous for anybody that'll just reach up toward him. Halamohoshatabahaya. Glory to our great God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, nothing too hard for our great big God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The elder asked me to tell the story of my uncle, pastoring the church over in the hills of South Mississippi. And in the community was an old plow horse that everybody borrowed to make their garden in the summer. Somebody come by the field where my uncle was working and said, Reverend, they're down at the cotton gin in JS, Mississippi. The old plow horse that everybody borrowed fell in a hole and broke its leg. My uncle, being a robust man, leaned his hoe against the fence, headed down to the old cotton gin. Walked in and a bunch of sinner men were gathered around. Standing there was that old horse with one foot, the bone broken, sticking out through the hair, blood trickling down, dripping on the floor. One of the sinner men said, hold up just a minute. Here's the preacher. My Uncle Hiram Holland looked at the man who owned the horse. He said, sir, will you give me that horse? He said, preacher, you know a broke-legged horse is no good to anybody. He said, I know that, but I just want to know if you'll give me that horse. Finally, after some arguing back and forth, yeah, I'll give it to you. My uncle had a bunch of kids. He said, I need that horse to plow a garden and make food for my children. And in the cotton gin in JS, Mississippi, Brother Hiram Holland walked over to that bloodied horse's leg, knelt down and put his hands around that broken bone, and lifted his eyes toward heaven and said, Lord Jesus, I need this horse to make food for my children. And about that time, the Spirit of the Lord began to move, and that bone began to crack beneath the hands of an old apostolic preacher. He began to cry, and he said, Lord, while you're at it, I want you to remove the scar. And about that time, the scar vanished. Hiram Holland reached and grabbed the mane on that old horse, threw his leg across, trotted out the door, said, have a good day, fellas. I got work to do. It's 2025 and we've got good cars in the parking lot. We've got restaurants across our city. But I want to tell somebody, the good God that healed the woman with the issue of blood, the good God who opened blinded eyes, he's still on the throne in 2025. There's not a hill too high that God can't climb. There's not a problem too big that God cannot supply. I'm telling you, God is still great. He's greatly to be praised. And he wants somebody to put hands together and say, I'm going to praise you for what I've asked for. Woo! Shana mama hoto bohocha. Oh, the miracle worker is in the house. The good God of heaven is here to reach down He's here to do above and beyond anything you can ask him to do. Hallelujah. Come on, the iron's about to swim. The broke-legged horse is about ready to come back to a strong leg again. Oh, don't bury your faith, but put it to work. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you're going to find. Knock and it shall be opened. Whatsoever you ask in his name, in faith believing, God can reach down.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I don't know the need in every face that sits on these pews. But I do know, according to Revelation chapter 2, chapter 3, the church at Ephesus became careless. The church at Smyrna was crowned. And thank God for a victorious church. I'm glad to tell you we don't have to go the way of the world. Hallelujah. I may be 74 years old, but I'm happy to tell you the good God of heaven. Woo! It's giving Holy Ghost revival in Winsboro, Louisiana. And I can't help but feel like right here in this city, the half has not been told. I feel the mighty hand of God. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I believe that Natchitoches can be a crown church. Woo! Anybody believe God's got glory? Anybody believe God's got the miraculous? We don't have to be careless. We can be crowned. We can be glorious. Woo! Hallelujah. Pergamos was a compromising church. I'm glad to look around and see a preacher and listen to a preacher in our youth camp, and then in a visiting church in the neighboring state that's still preaching in Natchitoches. Amen. That hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is not a trinity of gods, but hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt worship with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. I'm telling you, if they can scream at a ball game, I can scream at an apostolic church. I've been healed. I've been raised from the deathbed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to be the careless church. Amen. We can become the crown church. I refuse to be the compromising church. Amen. I refuse to be Thyatira, the corrupted church. And even those with the bunch of silver hair in the building, I refuse to be the feeble church. God's not coming back after a feeble church. It's barely going to make it. But he's coming back after a bride that's made herself ready. We still got a dance in our feet. We've still got a clap in our hands. We've still got healing. But most of all, we got salvation. Because it's still repentance. Water baptism. Repentance is not joining the church. But repentance is sorry enough of sin. You lay it down. Amen. Repentance, water baptism, the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Sunday morning, May the 25th, 1969, I was a senior in high school. Amen. My mother began to pray. And she said the Lord promised her that before school was out, I'm going to fill your youngest son with the Holy Ghost. Is there anybody in the building that's got a family member? Anybody got a child that's backslid? Away from God, you want to see filled. Because we're not the crippled church. We're not the careless church. But we are the victorious church. I refuse to let the enemy eat on us and say revival is over. But I'm telling you, it's still. Amen. For those that seek him with all of your heart. Amen. Amen. The next church was the Church of Philadelphia. The faithful church. 20, how many years? 28 years. Oh, my. I came to help but tell you, lift up your head. Look up, because victory is ahead. We may be living in the last day, but I'm telling you, there's still a God on the throne. And he said, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. If we're not living in the last days, tell me when they're going to get here. But I'm telling you, Nacogdoches, Texas, lift up your hands. Because God's got a harvest. God's got a victory. God's got joy. God's got the miraculous. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because in the midst, amen, of the Laodicean church that's lost its vigor, has lost its values, and lost its vision. And it's also lost its vesture. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. I'll let Pastor deal with that. But I want to tell you, it's 74. In the hills or the flatlands of Louisiana, the good God of heaven has raised up my 47-year-old son. We're in the midst of a church building. In the last few months, over 20 brand new people have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, Nacogdoches, Texas, get rid of that old spirit that says it can't happen to us. I tell you, it's going to happen in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. One of my friends who's gone on to be with the Lord, he used to tell me that East Texas was a burnover field. Sure, I've been in the very toe of the boot. I know there's negative people on every corner. I know there's compromise in churches on every corner. But how many of you glad that you got a man of God that says it's still holiness, it's still righteousness, it's still victorious. We're not going to be the compromising church, but we're going to be that victorious church. Hey, we're still going to clap hands. We're still going to say God is victorious. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. They've lost their vigor. Oh, my, 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 my. Oh, why don't the rest of you stand right now? Come on. Amen. God's ready to do what you're asking. Why don't you gather toward the front while they pray for the man of God? Oh, I feel my, my, my. Oh, hallelujah. In the Neo Santa Mahoshada. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, Elo Kodabo Shata Bahasa. Glory to God. Glory to Yashata Bahasa. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there somebody that says, I lift up the hands of the man of God? Is there somebody that says, I believe that God's going to do what he promised? Hallelujah. Come on, let's give him a good hand praise. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to the Ashata Baba. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, just before daybreak, I felt the Spirit of the Lord begin to move upon my soul. Elder, the Lord is not through. Hallelujah. I said the Lord is not through. It's not God's will for you to bear the promise. Hallelujah. Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yay, Lord. Could you just slip up your hands toward heaven? There is a holy presence of God in this room. Oh, yes. Don't miss your miracle. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. My father was very reluctant to even tell of the miraculous things that God did for them in the 30s and the 40s. They didn't want it to seem like humanity was getting the praise and the honor for what good things God was doing. But I can't help but believe something miraculous for anybody that'll reach out and believe what God's doing. Yes, it's a negative world we live in, but we got a good God that wants to save the vilest sinner. Wants to change a life. The devil spoke to my mother when she started a fast and said, "You'll starve to death before your youngest son ever gets the Holy Ghost." But I'm happy to tell you that with 2 hours of school left on a Monday the 26th, I drove that red hot rod Fairlane to the high school full of the Holy Ghost. Just 2 hours before school was to be over for the summer, on a Sunday morning, God reached down and filled me with the Holy Ghost 57 years ago. And I'm happy to tell you, He's the same God right here in East Texas. Oh, hallelujah. Would you just love Him one more time? Give Him a good praise offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His timing is not off. I'm telling you, very perfect is the things of God. Very perfect. Very perfect is the things of God. Even today, somebody texts me, man, who is way far from here, don't even know anything about this service today. The Lord began to use them. I've had another one just Tuesday. The Lord spoke to this man and texted me. And he said, today the Lord's going to be with you. Just hang on, basically, to the promises of God. Things happen Tuesday, and I'm telling you, God's way and God's purpose is so amazing. Yes. Amen. And even the last little bit, July the 5th, man, I was standing in a place, and a man came walking up to me, and he said, Brother Crosswhite, he said, I was across the building here, and he said, the Lord began to deal with me so strong. He said, I don't know what this means, but he said, I see a field full of seeds that has been planted and watered. And he said, it's been slow for them to germinate, but God will let it start germinating. Because I have questioned, I said, God, where? I said, Lord, we have not been a lazy church. This church has worked. Amen. This church has put their shoulder to the grind, yes, the wheel. Amen. We have pushed. We have reached. We have planted. We have watered. Amen. Oh, we do nursing home service, park service. I mean, jails ministry. We pick up all these kids. God, Lord, we reach out. We see people come. We're trying to shut the back door. God, where? But the Lord keeps reminding me, I am the Lord of the harvest. You stand with me. Amen. I want to tell somebody today, we're standing with God. Answers. Amen. The answer's not on the way. The answer is here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The answer's here today. Yes. Hallelujah. Your answer's here, saint of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Victory belongs to us today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The victory belongs to God today. I want you to clap your hands to the master. The answer's here. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have prayed, and I believe the Lord is ready to fill people with the Holy Ghost that's attending SFA. Amen. Brooklyn, you're a school student there at SFA. I believe that God's going to fill people with the Holy Ghost from Stephen F. Austin State University. Yes. That are coming to school here. Amen. God's ready to fill them with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And this baptistry is ready for somebody to get baptized. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no telling what God is going to do. Amen. Praise God. God has His harvest already to start germinating. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Say, the answer's here today. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you're a journal keeper, mark it down what the Lord spoke today. Put it down. Write it down. Hallelujah. Put it down. Hallelujah. Amen. Put it down. Amen. When they walked through the Red Sea, the Lord said, get those stones out. Even the, the Jordan River. Get those stones out. And he said, I want you to take some from the other side. I wonder why that he wanted stones in the middle of the river as a testimony and stones on the outside as a testimony. Amen. I've always wondered why would you put stones in the middle of the river? But there's a purpose. I know why the stones on the outside. Amen. A reminder of what God's done today. Amen. Bank on it. God's ready to do it. Amen. Give the Lord one more hand of praise this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Let's go to heaven together. Amen. Remember service tonight at 6 o'clock. Come back. Let's let God just continue to work today without through your day. Amen. One of the things I want you to keep, stay tapped in. When you go to a restaurant, they ask you the question, is it for here or to?
No.
Don't leave it here today.
Amen.
Take it to go with you.
Amen.
Wherever